With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The rockets are flying again in the Israel-Hamas war, Israel pounding targets in the southern Gaza Strip, intensifying a renewed offensive after that week-long truce with the terrorist group ended. It's given rise to renewed attacks by Hamas against Israeli civilians as they continue to fire rockets, using Palestinians there as human shields. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says it's important the U.S. send a clear message to the rest of the world in the way it supports Israel.
Our allies need to know that we are going to be there. We're going to be rock solid with them, and our enemies need to fear us. And that is something that this administration seems and appears to have lost sight of.
Senator Blackburn told the Salem Radio Network the Biden administration seems to believe it can help resolve the crisis by making concessions to both sides, but that's something she says simply cannot be done. The House of Representatives voted to expel scandal-plagued Representative George Santos on Friday. That makes him the first House lawmaker to be expelled in more than 20 years. Correspondent Kevin Freaking has more.
Many of the Republicans from New York were front and center in that effort. They clearly are concerned that Santos will have a negative effect in their efforts to win re-election next year.
Los Angeles police are searching for a suspect in the fatal shootings of three homeless people in separate incidents around the city last month. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass gave a warning to the homeless in comments that were broadcast on KABC.
Seek shelter, seek services, stay together, seek support, and we need your help to get the word out.
Each victim was shot as they slept on the street last month. This is SRN News. Religious freedom issue is being raised in Ukraine.
Ever since the invasion by Russia, Ukrainian officials have been cracking down on churches it accuses of being sympathetic to the invaders. Now the United Nations is raising concerns, especially about a proposed law that would shut down all religious organizations with ties to countries in armed conflict with Ukraine. Russian Orthodox officials in Ukraine say they are loyal to the country, and some have publicly condemned the invasion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion officially becomes part of Ohio's Constitution on December 7th, a month after voters approved the amendment. But how soon the impact of that new law is felt remains unclear. Existing abortion-related lawsuits are moving again through the courts now that voters have decided the issue, raising questions about implementation. The amendment did not repeal any existing Ohio laws, and pro-life activists hope the courts will place some new limits. This is SRN News. Most drivers would pay $15 to enter Manhattan Central Business District under a plan released by New York City officials.
The congestion pricing plan will be the first such program in the U.S. if it's approved by transportation officials next year. Revenue from the tolls, projected to be roughly $1 billion annually, would be used to finance borrowing to upgrade the city's mass transit systems. Under the plan, passenger car drivers entering Manhattan south of 60th Street would be charged $15 electronically.
That is John Scott reporting. Texas must move a floating barrier on the Rio Grande that drew opposition from Mexico.
A federal appeals court is upholding a ruling that demands Texas remove a series of buoys in the Rio Grande. The floating buoys cover about 1,000 feet of water. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the buoys were necessary to stop people from illegally crossing the border into the U.S.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. More on these stories at srnnews.com.